Port Moeller herring is not a tightly managed fishery, and it doesn't happen every year. State Area Management Biologist Bob Murphy says it's mainly driven by the market after the other major herring fisheries elsewhere in Alaska and down the Pacific coast have wrapped up.
Port Moeller's to the end of those herring fisheries, and if there's herring still on the table from processors and fishermen and they still want to harvest, they explore Port Moeller's usually after Togiak is done.
Two buyers and eight seiners moved over from Togiak to continue their efforts, fishing mainly from a little north of Sandy River down to a pair of bays around Port Moeller.
We had a 30-hour fishery, and approximately 1,475 tons were caught. Roe percent was good, up at around 12% is what I heard, and they were typically large fish for the first day of the fishery, like 450, 480 grams.
Murphy has no money to manage Port Moeller herring in his budget, but he will survey the biomass again in a few days to see if there is enough for another opener. Even so, he suspects this short fishery is probably over.
I doubt in a few days if there is more available biomass in the Port Moeller area that there will be anybody around to fish. So it looks like that could be the end of the Port Moeller herring fishery, a 30-hour fishery.
The massive biomass of Togiak herring tend to all run inshore within a short window of a few weeks. Murphy says the herring that spawn along the peninsula coast around Port Moeller act a little differently.
They come in almost on a daily basis. So they just keep trickling in. You don't see them and watch them get ripe over the course of days. They kind of come in, they can spawn on the next tide and start working their way out. And that will go on for weeks.
Port Moeller fished last year briefly, but only caught about 70 tons. Murphy says the last sizable harvest was in 2009, and the biggest on record was a year in the early 90s when the fleet landed some 3,800 tons.
So the 1,500 or slightly less than that we have this year will be one of the better harvests for Port Moeller. Certainly will be, in the top five or six off the top of my head.
The price being paid out for the Togiak and Port Moeller catch this spring has not been published. Togiak seiners landed 15,975 tons, and the gillnetters have hauled in just over 1,100 tons and will likely keep fishing for at least the rest of the week. Fish and Game flew a survey of the Togiak District Tuesday and finally saw a large area of spawn along the coast. That's a little later than the way that normally coincides with the bulk of the fishing activity there. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.